key week for Senate health plan.
I want to see a bill with heart.
As some lawmakers raise doubts.
There's no way the Republican bill brings down premiums.
New twist for airbag maker.
Takata has filed for protection from creditors.
ISIS on the run in Syria.
Our first chance to see inside the ISIS stronghold.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The push for a vote this week on the new Senate Republican health plans running into resistance. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy joins us this morning with the latest.
Well, one thing is certain. This bill is going to have to change if it's going to pass. In a Fox News interview this weekend, President Trump acknowledged the difficulty in getting 51 GOP Senate votes.
You move it this way and this group doesn't like it. You move it a little bit over here. You have a very narrow path.
Conservatives say the bill's proposed changes are too modest, but it's the proposals to curb future Medicaid spending that bother moderates like Maine Susan Collins. She was on ABC.
I have very serious concerns about the bill.
And Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy told CBS News he'd really rather not see a vote this week.
I don't know quite why the rush. I frankly would like more days to consider this.
The Congressional Budget Office could release its estimate of the bill's cost and impact as soon as today. Steve?
Well, for months, President Trump has referred to the growing evidence of Russian meddling in the presidential election as fake news. Now he appears to acknowledge it as he blasts his predecessor on Fox News.
Obama knew about Russia a long time before the election, and he did nothing about it. But nobody wants to talk about that.
It emerged last week the Obama administration knew about the extent and purpose of Russian hacking last August. California Democrat Adam Schiff says that should have prompted some kind of action. Today's the final day of the Supreme Court term. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohn on what to look for.
There are a few immigration-related cases left on the docket, and I suppose they will give us a sense of where the newest justice, Neil Gorsuch, stands on those issues. But none go to the core of the immigration fight like the travel ban case, and we are waiting for some sort of sign from the court on that, too. It could come today or later this week, but it will come soon.
CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford says there have been rumblings that 80-year-old Justice Anthony Kennedy could use the opportunity to announce his retirement.
He is a moderate conservative, so if he goes, that's going to give President Trump a massive opportunity to move the court further to the right for generations, and Democrats would basically be powerless to stop it. That's because they played all their cards trying to block Justice Neil Gorsuch, who was confirmed to replace Justice Scalia.
Kennedy has said nothing publicly about it. The airbag maker Takata has filed for bankruptcy in the U.S. and in Japan. The company's been swamped with recall costs and lawsuits because of defective airbag deflators that have been linked to at least 16 deaths when the bags explode with too much force. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
Bankruptcy allows a new entity to continue to build replacement airbag inflators to handle the largest recall in auto history. It allows Key Safety Systems to acquire Takata's assets. A $1 billion settlement with federal prosecutors will still be paid. Most of that money will go to compensate victims and to offset the costs of the recall.
Well, there was trouble yesterday on a Southwest Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Houston. People on board say a woman tried to open an emergency exit door while they were in the air.
I don't think anybody really thought she was going to get to the door just because there was too many of us. It was a pretty full flight, but it was pretty stressful. I mean, we were there for hours.
Well, they spent several hours on the ground in Corpus Christi where the plane landed. The woman, who had been subdued, was taken off. U.S.-backed fighters have now taken control of about a quarter of the ISIS capital in Syria, the city of Raqqa. CBS's Holly Williams and her crew are the first American broadcast team to get inside that city.
Just 3 weeks ago, walking the streets of Raqqa would have been suicidal. But now ISIS is losing its grip, besieged by U.S. coalition airstrikes and America's allies on the ground. A ragtag army known as the Syrian Democratic Forces. In more than 3 years under ISIS control, Raqqa became a killing field. American journalists were beheaded nearby. Others were crucified or thrown from buildings.
In Colombia, a tourist boat capsized in a reservoir. 6 people are known dead, but 30 are missing. 122 made it to shore. Louisa Murphy saw the tragedy unfold.
The rescue effort was incredible. I mean, immediately, as soon as some people had noticed what going on passenger boats that sort of can take about 15 people, just immediately dropped off anybody they had in their boat and went straight out to the ferry to try and unload loads of people.
Here at home, better weather is now helping firefighters trying to get a handle on a big wildfire in southern Utah. This woman and 1,500 other people have been forced from their homes and are concerned.
Sleepless nights. We have 20 years of memory on that mountain.
Many of the homes are mountain getaways used by vacationers. Some people have left their homes because of a fire in Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles. From Britain this morning, researchers say they're encouraged about a new procedure that's been tried on diabetes patients. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
A simple operation appears to have cured half of the diabetics taking part in the trial, and the other half were able to dramatically reduce the amount of insulin they took to manage the disease, all by inserting a plastic film into patients' stomachs. Now, diabetes has always been blamed on the pancreas not secreting enough insulin, the hormone that controls blood sugar levels. This new operation was testing the theory that the gut is the key player in the disease. Steve?
Martin Shkreli, the reviled former pharmaceutical CEO who raised the price of a life-saving drug by 5,000%, goes on trial today for securities fraud, jury selection getting underway. One thing's sure about millennials, they know where to find food and drink. Here's CBS's Jim Taylor.
They spend like crazy.
Like spending money in coffee shops and racking up bar tab.
Millennial money analyst at Bankrate, they call Sarah Berger the cashlerette.
We actually found the average millennial dines at a restaurant or buys takeout food 5 times per week.
And she says the vice is just not worth the price. So
definitely put yourself on a strict budget and allocate specific dollar amounts that you allow yourself to spend on your vice per week.
Being a millennial herself, she concedes it's hard.
When you're young, there's just a lot of temptation out there.
Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Today's the anniversary of the start of a book and movie franchise that's dazzled young and old alike.
20 years ago, single mother and unpublished author J.K. Rowling gave birth to the Harry Potter franchise. Since Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone hit the bookstores, there have been 6 further novels and 8 movies. To mark Harry's 20th, Rowling reveals Harry is named after his great-grandfather Henry, and that the family's descended from a 12th-century eccentric wizard named Linfrid of Stinchcombe, who had the nickname the Potterer. Harry's earned Rowling an estimated $1 billion, making her the world's richest author. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
He's been a hit with fans, but Tim Tebow's only hitting .220 in his first season in the New York Mets minor league system. Still, he's been promoted within the Class A system from Columbia, South Carolina, to the team in St. Lucie, Florida. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.